it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
All right, welcome into the second hour of the Chase and Big Joe Show, right here on 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe off today, Dr. Crane in studio, Brando behind the board. Fun first hour. We'll get back to our question of the day. What is one food you'll never eat again, no matter how hungry you are? Now, this is an interesting topic going on. The NFL is at it again with their greed and trying to take advantage of everything in the world. We've talked about this for a while. Now it's affecting your favorite sports bar wherever you go watch the games. It's a crazy, crazy story. For more on that, let's bring in our good friend Barrett Hobbs. He's the owner of Scoreboard Bar and Grill out by Opryland, which is the best bar in town, by the way. Barrett, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you for the plug for the Scoreboard. We love having you out there.
Oh, I love it. Now we talked last week about this whole streaming thing. If you own a sports bar, the old days, you put on DirecTV, it's on all the TVs, everybody's happy. That's not the case anymore. What in the hell is going on now?
Well, it's been a little bit of a slippery slope, really over the last decade. You know, the whole NFL ticket, you know, really was designed and set up for sports bars. And so every entrepreneur in the country that's in that industry has invested in set televisions, audio systems, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to be able to advertise and show the DirecTV program. And each year it's gone up. You know, back when this is our 30th year, and I think when we started, it was about $900 a year, and now it's close to $8,000 a year just to get the right to show it. And 2 years they started monkeying with this streaming stuff. And where I really feel like it's out of whack is, if you're going to charge me $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 a year, and the larger your bar, the higher that number is, they base that upon your seats. So if you're a big, giant, super sports bar, hell, they could be paying $20,000 a year just to be able to show it. Well, then what they started doing is pulling this shit where they – sorry, I forgot I was on the radio there.
That's all right.
You know, where they all of a sudden, they took our money, but then they limited certain games.
Right.
They didn't give us a discount. They just said, oh, well – Thursday night, we're now going to show it on the Peacock Network. Well, they didn't even sometimes give us enough time to try to get a subscription to show the Peacock game. And like at Scoreboard, we're home of the Packer Backers, one of the biggest clubs in the United States.
Right.
They've been there almost 15 years with us or longer. And if they just all of a sudden say, we're going to show the Packers game Thursday night on the Peacock Network, they don't even have a commercial policy for us to buy it a lot of times. And that's really the problem.
Well, not only, you know, it's funny. I have the article that you see me. I read the article. It's like, well, you know, it's a problem here and there. This is a nationwide problem. It's gone before Congress. This guy that owns a bunch of sports bars in Texas is like, this is killing us because, you know, is it on Netflix? Is it on Peacock? Is it on Amazon? Is it on regular? And it's like this big problem. And he says, then I got to buy all these subscriptions, and then it's jamming my internet because it's all coming through together and it's all streaming. He's like,
correct.
It's just a nightmare for us. And he's like you. He's like, I'm the backbone of my business is all these sports fans that come to watch their team in unison, like the Packer Backers. He's like, if I lose those on a Sunday, I might as well just go ahead and shut down.
Yeah, it's such a dominant part of the American tradition now, you know, and usually where the NFL goes, college goes. And they've started dabbling in this streaming stuff in the last couple of years, not near to the level of the NFL, because the NFL has a monopoly on it, on pro football. College, you've at least got some separation between the conferences, so there's a little bit of compartmentalization when it comes to college football, that we don't quite have that monopoly. But with the super conferences, I can see a time in the very near future where they would have a monopoly. I mean, if the SEC just decided the only way you could get it was to stream it, they're the big gorilla. That takes down everything on Saturdays. And, you know, some people have said, well, it's just, you know, the NFL is a business and they have a right to run their business the way that they see fit. And I'm an entrepreneur and a red-blooded American, and I believe in the free market. And I think that that is true. They have a right to run their business the way they want to. However, there's a big asterisk with the NFL. How many of those teams that play in a city are those stadiums and sports teams supported in some fashion by the taxpayer? And I would venture to say that most all of them are supported in some way or fashion, even like the Titans. You know, the city of Nashville has to cover the police bill. Do they chip in? Yep. But do they cover the entire police bill for getting the traffic in and out down there? No. So if you're going to take taxpayer dollars to support the teams, which makes the league, then you can't just run it the way the hell you want to and not have respect for the domino effect of the football economy. The NFL wants to buy their own stadiums, buy their own land, have their own police forces, then set your prices. But if you're going to take taxpayer dollars, I think the government should step in and say, hold on here, we got to be fair. And the gentleman you referenced, he's right. Most places don't even have the ability to get the streaming to broadcast that many games at once. We don't have the bandwidth.
Right.
Not because we don't want to buy it. It doesn't exist. Or like YouTube. NFL Ticket was on YouTube for a couple of years for residential purchases. They don't have a commercial option. So commercials had to go through DirecTV still, but at home people got it through YouTube. And they're like, well, just use a YouTube channel, Barrett. That's illegal. You can't broadcast YouTube if you don't have a commercial package.
Barrett Hobbs is online with this. Barrett, when it comes to that, I mean, I agree 100%. Like, the average American at home is probably spending $750 to $1,000 per season just to watch it on all the streaming platforms, including YouTube TV. It blows my mind because you talk about the monopoly aspect of it, and including the YouTube TV into this, as Joe mentioned earlier on in the show, it's like having 30 Netflixes and having them stream on one Wi-Fi. It's just, like you said, there's not enough bandwidth to go around. It doesn't last long enough.
No, it doesn't. This is a problem. I mean, some people are probably going to say, oh, it's the NFL, to hell with them. We don't want to watch it anyways for whatever reason. But if you're a baseball fan or a NASCAR fan or a soccer fan that's growing by the day in our country, the backbone to sports bars in America is football, whether you like it or not. So if you like a sports bar in your town, if the NFL continues down this path, we're gone.
Barrett,
you won't be able to go watch golf, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to, you mentioned Major League Baseball, when you have all these big corporations like ESPN, TNT, they're all kind of mixing, you know, I guess, TV rights deals in a roundabout way. Like, for example, MLB and ESPN, they now have a package together. Does that affect the broadcast of that for your businesses across the Middle Tennessee region?
Yeah, some of the contracts do. Like, Fox, I can't remember if it's Friday night or Sunday nights, that they've got the exclusive. So no matter what package you've bought, that game is going to black out everything else. So there is some of that that goes on. It's not as bad. I think Major League Baseball, I don't think they've done a very good job of protecting their television viewing, because it's very rare that we get fans to come in the bars and watch baseball. You know, if you get the Dodgers and the Padres or the Sox and the Yankees, you know, or the Braves and St. Louis, if they're in a playoff run, you know, or a game that's got that ramification, or the Cardinals and the Cubs, some of those big rivalry games, we'll get a few eyeballs to pay attention, but they've kind of really screwed up the fan experience in sports bars. They've not done a good job.
Yeah, and also it comes back to the residential price as well for people watching at home, because it's like $150 per season for the entire Major League Baseball television. Whereas you look for the NFL and comparing it to that, like we all know football is king around here. That price is definitely through the roof, like I mentioned before, $750 to almost $1,000.
Yeah, I wish baseball would raise theirs. I wish they would raise it to a couple $1,000s just selfishly, because people wouldn't buy it and they would come to the bars to watch baseball games. You know, that would be great for our business, and I think it would create excitement for baseball, but the commissioner didn't call and ask me my opinion.
All right, so Barrett Hobbs is with us, the owner of Scoreboard Bar and Grill. What's the solution, Barrett? What would you like to see happen if you could make it happen? What's the solution?
Well, it pains me to say it, because generally nothing turns out real good when you get the government involved. But I think that they need to step in and say, you can't monkey with this year after year, game after game, and sometimes week after week. I mean, sometimes, you know, when they start this flex schedule in November and December, we won't know what games we will be able to get,
right,
you know, until they make the announcement that week, which is, you know, really unfair to us as business owners. So the short answer is I think the government needs to step in, because they are subsidized through taxpayers. So I think it gives them the right to come in and say, oh, let's figure this out. And you know, if they want streaming to be a part of it, I'm fine with that. But they ought to allow us to still get it through DirecTV, because we don't have an alternative.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And the fact that you've got, you know, a group of a couple hundred Packer fans be able to watch their game. I mean, that's a gathering. It's more than money for a bar. It's about coming to in every the environment, the moment, and have that taken away is just, I don't know. It's just, again, it's another thing you got to deal with the NFL, who think they own and control everything. And I hope they lose this one, Barrett.
Yeah, I hope they do too. I just don't know. And that's one of the tough things, is the sports bar industry is kind of segmented. It's not like we've got a union, you know, or one person speaking for all of us. Nobody would ever want that job, because we're all a bunch of nuts. But, you know, it makes it difficult to kind of gather it. But I know Senator Blackburn and Senator Hagerty's office have been in contact with me about this. So at least we've got good representation in Tennessee, and they're trying to look at what they can do.
I love it. I hope there's a resolution, because the time is getting closer to the start of the season. Barrett, as always, thank you, man. I love the insight, and this is going to this is very interesting. The whole thing is interesting. I hope it gets resolved. But, hey, man, appreciate you, and thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Keep up the good fight.
All right, that's Barrett Hobbs, owner of Scoreboard.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.